This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina. And it's good to have you with us here on Tuesday after Thanksgiving. I hope that you were not like some people that we reported on, that on Thursday you gave thanks to God and for the things you have, and then you acted like a bunch of wild animals in the store on Black Friday. In any case, if you want to join us online today, you got a comment or an input that you'd like to give to what we're going to talk about. The number is 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also catch Bradley at Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 on Twitter. And also you can find us at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. If you want to follow us there, you want to like the page and get the feed. Well, you'll get the feed of whenever Facebook feels like showing you. speaking of which, there is just a tremendous amount of censorship going on. Facebook, Google, Twitter, believing that they are the gatekeepers, believing that they are somehow God and they can determine what is truth on their own to disseminate to the masses. And, you know, look, there is something that I'm working on as far as an article to expose a company. It's a publicly owned company that is basically recording anything and everything that you do. When you hit those little agree things on whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They're getting your keystrokes. They're getting where you go, what you buy, who you talk with, all the messages, all that stuff's being stored. And we're not talking about government. And then when government wants it, they don't even, I mean, they can just go to the companies and get it because now it's a public thing. I learned this from Pete Santilli, the reporter out at the Bundy Ranch and in Oregon. He discovered this in court in Oregon, that the government said, we obtained this, you know, through public entities who had basically recorded his stuff, and they had turned it over. And it was trying to be used against him. So understand, I mean, my goodness, we not only have to worry about government overstepping its bounds, but I think there's some ethical and moral issues that need to be addressed among public companies doing this kind of thing. We've heard the stories of smart televisions that can listen in, and it picks up the sound of a baby crying, and so you'll get ads for pacifiers and diapers and things, and we also hear about some sexually related sounds that it picks up, and it will sell you other things and just different things that it picks up in the background, and that's what you get advertised along with where you go on the internet. I had somebody one time say, well, why are these ads coming up on your site? Well, folks, let me just explain something to you real quick, and then we're going to move over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When you see an ad on a site, now we specifically block certain things that are sexual in nature, gambling, some things that people would just find offensive. We do that in our advertising. But some people just aren't ethical in how they produce their ads, and they'll sneak them in under the radar. And I had one guy, he said, well, why are you showing these kinds of ads? And I said, well, you know, the ads are served up different for everybody who comes on. They're served up according to where you go on the internet. And he said, were you saying I go to porn? I said, well, first, it wasn't advertising porn. Second, it was, I don't even know what it was, but it was something sort of risque. And I said, you know what? You could have been looking up something for your wife, and the page that you brought up could have had lingerie or whatever, and now you're getting an ad for that. Whenever I would go to a cigar store or a gun store or any of these things, any of those kinds of ads would just immediately start popping up everywhere I went on the internet where there were ads. Now, understand something. You can get these ad blockers if you want, but understand what you're doing. You're taking those who provide you that content. I mean, you're taking the means they have to produce that content for you. Sometimes it's annoying. I get it. I get the hassle. I have to go through it too. But the fact of the matter is that people can't just do stuff for nothing. You don't do your job for free either, do you? So that's a way that you help support. But if you see something on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I can tell you this. If you right-click on that ad and you copy the URL and you email it to us, Tim@SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll make sure that it goes to the people who run our IT and our ads, and we'll make sure that that particular URL can never advertise on our site again. I mean, we're quick to do that, but I can't see what everybody else is seeing because everybody hits something different. But as best we can, we seek to circumvent that and cut that off. With that said, that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to be talking about a recent speech from Jeff Sessions regarding First Amendment zones. But I want to point you over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a couple of the stories that we have out from last evening and also today. While the media focuses on Hollywood and political sex abuse, police and religious sex abuse, and I might even add public school teacher sex abuse, remain silent in the media. In large measure, those people have far greater capacity for abusing children than anybody in Hollywood, because most of us don't know a Hollywood celebrity, and we may not be very close to a political figure. I'm not saying that they're not important to deal with, but the fact of the matter is these people who are right there in our community are some that we need to see. Check that out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, fifth Vegas shooting survivor killed in a hit and run. This is less than 2 months later. Here's another guy. I think I was aware. I believe this guy also said there were multiple shooters, at least two or three. We had a couple that was killed in a fiery car explosion just a short ways from their home. It was loud enough to where their daughter could hear it, and she was at home. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Denzel Washington says, stop blinking the system.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Phone number is 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're going to be talking about a recent speech from Jeff Sessions. Now, listen, Bradley asked me if I would come on and deal with this, and so he told me not to be nice about it. Or I forget exactly the words that he gave me, but you know, here's the thing. Jeff Sessions is the attorney general, okay? He is the guy who takes the orders from the president. As I pointed out before, where, you know, President Trump has said, well, you know, I'm just frustrated. I can't do what I want to do with the DOJ. I can't make them, you know, do these things. And, you know, but the Constitution doesn't list an attorney general. It doesn't list a Department of Justice. The Department of Justice under our Constitution is the executive branch, and the head of that branch is the President of the United States. A attorney general is not listed there. It's just not. Nobody in the executive branch is listed. In fact, when you want to go through all these agencies, and I don't want to get off on a tangent, but I do want to point something out to you. Anybody, look, the number here, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you think you can show me, I'd be happy to see it. Show me in the Constitution where in the executive branch it lists the FBI, the CIA, the Bureau of Land Management, the Forest Service, Homeland Security, Border Patrol, or any of that. I'll tell you what it does list for the enforcement of laws. Militia, the citizen militia. That's to be funded and trained by the Congress. That's part of their prerogative to do. And they call them up in the service when there is an issue of dealing with that, putting down insurrection, for instance. That is one of our jobs. But hey, if you want to call me and you want to say, yes, right here and this, that, and the other, I'll be happy to hear you. But none of that existed at the time of the writing of the Constitution. So, you know, good luck making your point on that. Anyway, the point is this. Jeff Sessions has done some good things. Don't get me wrong. Okay, let me give you a few instances. He took a verbal stand for the Constitution when it comes to authorization for war. Now, many of you may not remember this, and I meant to put the link in the article, but I didn't. It was several years ago when we had all the issue with Libya, where we had went in and helped the jihadis there in Libya off Muammar Gaddafi. Okay? And what we did was we created a vacuum, and guess who went in? The jihadis. You know, just like what happened in Iraq. Just like, you know, contrary to popular opinion, that's what's going to go on in Afghanistan. You know why? I'm going to give you the solution real quick. It's a very simple solution. We won't root out the real problem there, and that is Islam itself. Islam. I'm not talking about Muslim people. People can't help where they're born or what their upbringing is. We won't root out the ideology of Islam. That's what the problem is. We're too scared. It's too politically correct. Oh, we'll change too much. Yeah. But you know what? If we go in there and promote Christianity rather than quote-unquote democracy, we'd see a huge change in that region. Huge change. We really would. But we went in there. Jeff Sessions called out that was former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. And he asked him, he said, that, you know, don't you think you people need to be coming to Congress? The Constitution says this about, you know, you have to get authorization from Congress. And Leon Panetta told him two or three times, you know, we're looking for a international consensus. I think it was General Dempsey that was there beside him. He basically sided with Panetta. Which to me, I'm sitting there thinking that Sessions should have called for the Sergeant of Arms to arrest both of them and charge them with violating the Constitution, whatever, you know, laws we can apply to that and bring to bear on them. He should have done that, but he kept it quiet. We had the guy from up in, the representative up in North Carolina, Walter Jones, put forth a resolution to say, you know, if Obama goes and tries to do a war again, you know, tries to get involved in military action and stuff without congressional approval, we're going to impeach him. And we saw that time and time again. We saw it in Yemen. We're seeing that under the Trump administration. I don't know if any kind of war authorization that there is in Yemen, and yet even the Trump administration is doing that. We didn't see military action to be given in Syria, and some of you people are on the Trump bandwagon for North Korea. Hey, there's no authorization for moving the military in that fashion at all. Our Constitution is clear. He is not commander-in-chief just because he obtains the office. The Constitution is clear about when he becomes commander-in-chief. Otherwise, he's the president. He becomes commander-in-chief when the Congress calls up the U.S. forces in the service of the United States. Then and only then is the president the commander-in-chief. That's it. But I hear people all the time when the elections are held and they say, well, you know, Tim, we're not electing a pastor-in-chief. And I always tell them, so you don't have any higher standard for your president than you do your pastor? Then why are you shocked when these men are engaged in all kinds of sexual allegations or corruption? Or why are you shocked? You don't have a standard that you put for them. You say, well, we're not going to hold them to the standard God holds for his ministers in the church, even though the Bible tells us in Romans 13 that those guys operating in the civil sphere are God's ministers. And you can rest assured that Jeff Sessions is God's minister. Now, the question is he ministering faithfully? Is he ministering justice? He's head of the Department of Justice. Is he doing that? Well, I want to read to you. It's probably going to take me some time to read it, but I want to read to you at least part of the speech that he gave. And then I want to demonstrate the hypocrisy and things that are often said. In fact, I can relate this to the biblical text from James. Remember when James talks about those who have faith and those who say they have faith. And he says, show me your faith by your works. You remember that? And he talks about guys who just talk, but they don't do. Jesus talked about that too. And James says, don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word. It'd be best to be a mute person and actually exercise the will of God in your life than be one who talks about it and doesn't do it, right? And Jesus gave the parable of the prodigal son, and the one son who stayed behind, he was there at home and such. And then he gave another parable about, the two who were there, and the one he told to do it, and he said, yes, Father, I'll go do it, and he didn't do it, and the one who said, I won't do it, and then later he did it. Which one was faithful? Which one was obedient? He points those out. So think about this. Now, Sessions gave a speech at the Georgetown Center for the Constitution. And he says, where the exchange of ideas is both welcomed and encouraged. Some of the things he says, as you exercise these rights, realize how precious, how rare, and how fragile they are in most societies throughout history. And in so many that I have had the opportunity to visit, such rights do not exist. In these places, openly criticizing the government or expressing unorthodox opinions could land you in jail or worse. Now, I'm just going to have you to think in the back of your mind about the Bundy Ranch. I'm going to have you think in the back of your mind about the Malheur Wildlife Refuge protests up in Oregon that took place the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, that ended with the arrest of the people who were protesting and the killing of Lavoie Finicum. I want you to keep those in your mind. Let me tell you about one such example, Sessions goes on. It occurred one autumn when a few idealistic university students came together as a group to advocate for a deeply felt political creed. Wanting to recruit others to their cause, they stalked out some group on a campus walkway, popular with students, and approached them as they passed. They said things like, do you like freedom? Do you like liberty? And then they offered to these passersby a document they revered and believed stood for their ideals, the U.S. Constitution. These young proselytizers for liberty did not block the walkway, did not disrupt surrounding activities, and did not use intimidation or violence to press their cause. Nevertheless, a local government official labeled this behavior provocative and in violation of government policy, and when the young people bravely refused to stop, citing their right to free speech, the local official had them arrested, handcuffed, and jailed. This troubling incident, Sessions goes on, could have occurred over several years.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you've joined us, you're one of our affiliates or one of our new affiliates. Thank you for your trust and for joining us here. If you want to jump online, the number is 1-866-582-9933. This is the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley's off today, I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we're talking Jeff Sessions and a speech that he recently gave to the Georgetown Center for the Constitution. And I'm going to be showing that the things he says, look, I'm going to be the first to say the things he says in here are great. They're absolutely great. But it's the hypocrisy that gets me. It's the absolute, and it is hypocrisy. If you're one of those people that say, well, this guy has R on his jersey, and so therefore, if you're speaking out against him, then you're a liberal, you're a communist, you're a socialist, you're against, you know, whatever. Knock yourself out with that stuff. Anybody who reads my stuff and reads it fairly and objectively knows I'm none of those things. In fact, I'm probably more conservative than a lot of people. Bradley's more conservative than a lot of people. I mean, when you go back and look at the history of what the states were, what our forefathers held to. Reading this this month with my kids of Plymouth Plantation by William Bradford, governor here in the New World, and some of the things that he talks about and the establishment of, you know, what is or what was a city on a hill. Not Ronald Reagan's version of the city on a hill, but Christ's version of a city on a hill. It doesn't put a bushel over the light. Its light shines and people see it. Why? Because its foundation is God. Its foundation is Christ. Its foundation is the Word of God. And so when we talk about these things, they may seem radical to some of you who are new to joining us. But the fact of the matter is, go look at your history. Go read the laws that the states have, even before the Constitution. Some of them started changing to adapt because, look, I'm going to tell you, I think there was a lot that had to do with Roger Williams going into Rhode Island, and that he went in there wanting to make it a quote-unquote secular government, even though he was confessing to be Christian. And I think that's where a lot of that came from. But here's the idea. Our state laws were very clear. They often referenced the scriptures themselves as to what punishment was to be meted out against certain crimes. If you can believe it, liberal capital North, not North Carolina, it's a liberal capital now, New York, for the offense of sodomy, that which is paraded in our streets by what, 2-3% of the population, if there's that, in quote-unquote pride parades, all of those people would have been put to death. You may not like that. You may think that sounds like Islam. No, folks, go back and read the Old Testament. That's what the Creator said. You got guys who want to engage in that kind of behavior, and they're not just in. You said, well, we need to stay out of people's bedroom. Folks, they're not in their bedroom. If they were in their bedroom and nobody was talking about it, nobody would know about it. They're in the public indoctrination centers you call public schools teaching your children. They're in the streets performing these acts openly. Your streets, America, have become Sodom and Gomorrah. Literally, literally, they have been. And you want to have more compassion over the violators of the law, the criminals, than you do those they're committing their crimes against, or against the God of heaven, against holding up His standard. Why is that? Are you backwards? Are you twisted? Are you perverted? Then the message to you is the same that it is to anybody. And that's to repent. Stop thinking like that and start behaving in a different manner. Again, not to get off track. I'm just talking about the hypocrisy that we see, and sadly we're seeing it among the church. The church in the United States is dead for most, you know, by and large, it's dead. It has no saving message. Oh, it talks about Jesus. It may mention the cross, but it talks about your best life ever. It talks about God's plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. Well, you know what? He had a purpose for Pharaoh's life, and it wasn't to save him. It was to use him to show his glory in destroying the gods of Egypt and the armies of Egypt along with Pharaoh. It wasn't to save him, but it was to save his people. God has a purpose, all right. It's to glorify himself. He's not an idolater. He glorifies himself. Going back to the speech here from Jeff Sessions, he continues, for example, at Boise State University in Idaho, the student code of conduct prohibits conduct that a reasonable person would find offensive. At Clemson University in South Carolina, this is just down the road from me, the student code of conduct bans any verbal or physical act that creates an offensive educational work or living environment. Well, how about you people teaching evolution? Isn't that offensive? Isn't that an insult to my intelligence that nothing produces something? And you say, well, don't you believe that God spoke and nothing came into existence? Yeah, but there was God there in the first. Wasn't nothing that spoke? It was God. It was the Creator. I find that offensive. Will Clemson University remove all of their professors who believe in evolution? I doubt it. In fact, they'll defend them. Sessions goes on, but who decides what is offensive and what is acceptable? I agree. Who does? This is why the Constitution says Congress shall make no law regarding freedom of speech. Okay? The university is about to about the search for truth, not the imposition of truth by a government censor, is what Sessions says. And then he says this: speech and civility codes violate what the late Justice Antonin Scalia rightly called the first axiom of the First Amendment, which is that, as a general rule, the state has no power to ban speech on the basis of its content. In this great land, the government does not get to tell you what to think or what to say. Really? Really, Mr. Sessions? Mm-hmm. He goes on to say, we'll see about that in a second. He goes on to say, in addition to written speeches, many colleges now designed to tolerate free speech only in certain geographical limited, quote-unquote, free speech zones. Now, that's Jeff Sessions' own words there. For example, a student recently filed suit against Pierce College, a public school in Southern California, alleging that it prohibited him from distributing Spanish language copies of the U.S. Constitution outside the school's free speech zone. Now, let me say this. If a college is receiving federal funds, I consider them an extension of the central government. I don't think the central government should be giving them money in the first place. Our Constitution does not allow for that. However, if they do, I consider them an extension of that. Therefore, I think the First Amendment applies to them, too. They shouldn't be setting these things up. But if you're a privately owned university and you want to say, you know what, you can't have this thing here, that's your business. You're funding yourself. And the First Amendment does not apply to you because it applies to Congress making law, which they can't do regarding this. Okay? Sessions goes on to say, these cramped zones are eerily similar to what the Supreme Court warned against in the seminal 1969 Tinker versus Des Moines case about student speech. Quote, freedom of expression would not truly exist if the right could be exercised only in an area that a benevolent government has provided as a safe haven. Isn't that interesting? He goes on and mentions some other warnings from the Supreme Court as well. Among those, he mentions the Supreme Court in Watson versus the City of Memphis more than 50 years ago, quote, constitutional rights may not be denied simply because of hostility to their assertion or exercise. I agree. I do think the response to free speech that may seem offensive or whatever is more free speech. Speech that exposes it for what it is. And, you know, as Christians, that's what we're called to do. I was writing this week about the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5, and he says, you know, we're to expose the works of darkness. We're not to be a partaker in it. We're to expose it. That requires that we speak out against it. We must have speech to speak out against it. And you know what? Government should protect that. I'm not for policing what people think. The law against coveting. Shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his house, or his male servant, or his female servant, his ox, or his donkey, or any other thing that is your neighbor's. That's the 10th commandment, right? I got the first part of that mixed up, but you get the gist. That's an issue that's in the heart. It's not an issue that externalizes itself except in adultery or stealing, right? That's where it goes to the act. This is a heart issue. All of them are heart issues. All the commands deal with the heart. But a lot of them deal specifically externally once that heart acts on what it's thinking, what it's desiring. And Paul said that's the one that got him because he was one of these Jews. And in Judaism in that time, everything was externalized. It wasn't about the heart. It was about what you did or didn't do in action. And Paul said, that one about coveting, that's the one that got me because, hey, wait a minute. I was doing all this stuff. I was the Jew of the Jew. I was the tribe of Benjamin. I was all this stuff. You couldn't even point a finger at me according to the law. And the law never had a punishment for coveting. It didn't have a punishment for committing adultery in your heart. It didn't have a punishment for hating your brother in your heart, which was murder. It didn't have a punishment for those things. But it did have a punishment for the act itself. And so these are things that we have to keep in mind when we're thinking about people's thoughts and even maybe what they say. They may be wrong. That is a place for us as Christians to step in and correct them, taking every captive thought for Christ, tearing down the strong...
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Want to chime in? Last segment, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking the speech here from Jeff Sessions and on the free speech zones being set up at college campuses. I want to get to the point because I'm kind of leading you alone in some of his speech. So here's what I want to do. I want to kind of finish out what he says, and then I want to demonstrate his own hypocrisy. He says, Dr. Martin Luther King would call them the martyred heroines of a holy crusade for freedom and human dignity, and I urge you to go back and read that eulogy and consider that it had to say to each of us, or what it had to say to each of us. This is the true legacy of free speech that has been handed down to you. It was bought with a price. Indeed, it was. That's my words. This is the heritage that you have been given and which you must protect. And I'll add, even against people like Jeff Sessions. Back to Jeff Sessions. Here's how he concludes his speech. So I'm here today to ask you to be involved, to make your voices heard, to defend the rights of others to do the same. Hello, people in Nevada. Hello. Hello. People of America. You may not like the Bundys, okay? But what they stood for was right. The issue of property rights. The issue of water rights. My goodness, the issue. Not to have your liberty
and life and property taken from you without due process of law. Session says, for the last 241 years, we have staked a country on the principle that robust and even contentious debate is how we discover truth and resolve the most intractable problems before us. No, we have not. No, we have not. Not since the time of Lincoln have we done that. That's why when you go back and read the Lincoln-Douglas debates, they were actually that. After that, Lincoln violated the Constitution all over the place. He didn't free the slaves. He made every single man, regardless of your skin color, he made you a slave to the state. Every single one of you listening to me is a slave to the state, despite what the Constitution says. Your generation will decide if this experiment in freedom will continue. Hello, Mr. Sessions? It hasn't been continuing. People like you look the other way. For instance, you are the same Jeff Sessions who praised Prosecutor Steve Myrie in the Bundy Ranch trials in 2017 July, saying, I've got to tell you, it's impressive when you have a tough case, a controversial case, and you've got the top guy leading the battle, the guy that lost two trials already. Put men up for double jeopardy. You can sit here and tell me mistrials don't represent double jeopardy, and you can tell me this, that, and all you want to, people. And you can quote the Supreme Court and all these courts all you want to. But the fact of the matter is that the Constitution is clear. They're not to be held accountable like that under a trial. As many times as the government wants a shot at it. It doesn't say anything about mistrials. It doesn't say anything about all this other stuff. You know what that stuff smacks of? Go read Matthew 23. It smacks of swearing allegiance or swearing by the temple, and then when you're caught red-handed violating your oath, you go, well, I didn't swear by the gold of the temple. That's what that smacks of. And Jesus condemned it, and he pronounced judgment on it, and the whole stinking city of Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD because he said it would. Because they were unjust. They were unjust. And they wanted to justify their injustice. And you know what? American politicians like Jeff Sessions hasn't learned their lesson. And again, understand, I gave him props where he got props. He's been at the head of spearheading this thing of, getting child traffickers, child pornography, and some other issues. That's great. But what are you leaving off, Mr. Sessions? What are you leaving off? You want to talk about free speech? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Read this. What side of the Constitution are you on, Jeff Sessions? If you can't find it on the front page, do the search. There's a search bar there. And I'm not just going to give you what I'm saying. Okay? He goes on to say this. Not only is Stephen Myrie impressive, he's top guy leading the battle, going to court, standing up and defending the office and the principles of the law. No, he's not. He's trying to, he's using every means he can to shut down the defense. He won't let them defend themselves. He won't let them, he has put forth motions to the judge to shut down any appeal to the Constitution as to the legality of the BLM, as to whether or not the order was lawful. It's just assumed that they are. They don't want any of that. He doesn't want to let certain evidence in. He doesn't want to let statements from representatives in, including the governor of Nevada. He's not standing up for the principles of law or defending the office. He's a criminal. There's no nice way to say it. Stephen Myrie should be arrested and charged and tried first criminal activity against the constitutional rights of the people he's seeking to prosecute. And Jeff Sessions goes, I'm not taking sides or commenting on the case. Well, what do you mean you're not taking sides? You just said he's defending the office and the principles of the law. That is a side, Mr. Sessions. You should be taking a side for the Constitution. Not right or left, Republican, Democrat. You should be taking a side of the law. you're a wishy-washy politician, just like the rest of them. You're just wearing an R on your jersey, and some people are going to be mad at me. You go, so Jeff Sessions done a lot of good things. Yes, he has. I'm not going to deny that. But on this issue right here, he needs to be corrected, and he needs to be called out. And look, he's violating your rights, people, by doing this. And this is what you don't get. Besides get you fighting over things because of their political jersey rather than what is actually right and what is actually wrong. And if you don't believe me, you go read the article, you scroll down, and you see where he is defending Stephen Myrie, who is defending and covering up the illegal and unlawful and unconstitutional activities of the BLM. Look at the video. They set up a First Amendment area. The very thing he's attacking at this school. And I've got the picture. Here's Clive and Bundy. They've got that orange stuff around it. You know, they usually use it to keep erosion back from land. They've got that up, and they've got a sign up called the First Amendment area. Here's Pete Santilli. There's a picture there you can see. He's holding up a sign there at Bundy Ranch, First Amendment area. The very thing that Sessions hypocritically stands before people and acts like he's a champion of, when he's really complicit in the violation of the law. His words ring really hollow when men have spent nearly 2 years of their life in jail. When the Constitution is at stake, that very Constitution that those men didn't swear to uphold. Well, wait a minute. Pete Santilli did. He's a Marine. He did swear to uphold that Constitution. But these other men didn't do that. But Jeff Sessions did. He swore to uphold it and defend it. And yet, it's at stake. But he's praising a man, Stephen Myrie, who's defending the very goons, and I'm going to call them goons, at the BLM. I don't care who you are. If you are out there engaging in that, when even the FBI abandoned you, the Las Vegas Metro Police abandoned you, and the Sheriff of Clark County abandoned you, and you wanted to follow after Daniel P. Love, who's been found to be in misconduct twice, who has stolen evidence that would get other men in trouble for felonies, and you remain silent, you're no different than the Nazis. I have no pity on you. I have no compassion for you. I don't. You should get what you deserve, but you're not. Why? Because you've got a corrupt administration. You've got corrupt attorney generals protecting you, especially those in Utah. They will not prosecute Daniel P. Love from the Bureau of Land Management. You ought to get their number. You say, well, why don't you give it to us, Tim? Well, that's the problem in America. People are too daggum lazy to look something up as simple as the attorney general's office there and the U.S. attorney general's office there in the state of Utah. And call them or email them. Quit being lazy, people. Quit expecting somebody else to do the job that you're supposed to do. This government is yours. If you don't put your voice out there, who's going to put it out there? You want me to do it for a mile? Want me to send to you? You want the bunches to do it? It's time you stood up, caught up hypocrisy, and caught for the message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.